Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today is February 8th, 2010, and we're going to have a very exciting show. Our special guest is Dr. Robert Thompson. He is the CEO and founder of Diagnostics Research Corporation, DRC. DRC is launching a user-friendly, visually-based system designed to help identify those suffering silently from undiagnosed depression and PTSD. It is the first mental health screening advancement in over 32 years, and there's a lot of information, so I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper so you can jot down some notes. Today's show is going to be a closed show, so if you want to contact us, you can always send us an email with your questions, and we'll do the best to get the answers for you. You can send your email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. And I want to thank all of you listeners. We love you. We love your support. And we want to just thank you for being a part of the Good News Show. Another part of the good news is today is our first day in the beginning of our third year. So we're excited about it, and we appreciate all of the support you have been giving us. So before I bring our special guest in, I want to bring my co-host in, Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. This is a very special day. This is something that you're going to, like Patty said, get a pencil and paper. You're going to want to hear about what we're talking about and some really good information. We want to thank you so much for putting us on our five-star rating every time. And it's really been very special, all your support, all your input, and we really appreciate it. And as soon as we have our guests on, we're going to bring them on because we've got a jam-packed show for you today. So here we go.
Yes, we do. Let's see if we can bring them in. I see we have two guests on the line with us. Let's see who we have first. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have on air?
Hey, Patty, Sherry.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Bob Thompson. How are you doing?
Great, Bob.
Good morning,
thanks for
Bob.
Coming on.
Well, first off, let me congratulate you on starting your third year. This has got to be an exciting day for you.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. We do have another caller, and let's see who we have here. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have on air?
Hi, Sherry. This is Deborah Fox.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome.
Deborah, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you online with us, too.
Well,
so, why don't we just...
Dr. Bob's congratulations to you for the first day of your third year.
Thank you, Deborah.
And, you know, and it's so exciting that we have you guys on with us to start it all off, so thank you.
We're honored.
Good. So, why don't we just... Go ahead.
Patty and Jerry, just so that you are familiar with Deborah, Deborah works with DRC. She's kind of the clinical arm, if you will, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about Deborah's background here in a little bit, but we wanted to have her to answer any questions that might be of a little bit more technical nature, and also in the background, not with us right now, but available to call in should you need, will be Jeff Carlson, the company president, if there's any kind of business-associated questions. But he decided that we didn't want to crowd the airways too much with too many people on here. So for right now, it's just Deb and me.
Right.
Okay, good. And often we get emails during the show. So if we have time at the end of the show, we can open it up for questions. If not, then we can forward those questions to you so that you can send the answers directly to the listener who is inquiring about the information.
Great.
Okay, so why don't we start with Dr. Thompson. Why don't we have you... Tell our listeners about Diagnostics Research Corporation and how you came into existence.
Sure, be happy to. Well, first off, in brief, Diagnostics Research Corporation, or DRC, it's a company that is devoted to improving the way that that medical professionals of all types can quickly and effectively diagnose the mental state of their patients to make sure that they're not suffering from any type of serious psychological disorder or an SPD, if you will, that might have an adverse effect on the success of their own medical treatments. Because, of course, there's a strong connection between a person's state of mind and how well they react to treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as how we came about, it's a little bit of a wandering path, but in brief, DRC grew out of another company of ours called Metrica Phoenix. Now, Metrica Phoenix is a company that's been in the business of measuring the effects of training on employee behaviors for several years now. We use a system of online questions that draw people out and get them to communicate their feelings about what they've learned and, most importantly, how they think they will behave differently as a result of training. It's proven to be very successful in helping companies identify how successful their training efforts have been. And, I guess about a year and a half ago now, Deborah and I were quite disturbed by the news that returning veterans had been suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, in increasing numbers. It's resulted in serious problems for these brave people as they've attempted to integrate themselves back into society. Oftentimes, they don't even like to talk about their feelings due to personal embarrassment or fear of repercussions if they were to say anything about what they were experiencing. And my associate, Deborah Fox, has several years of experience working as a forensic psychotherapist, and we were discussing the situation. We realized that our system of measuring emotions and reactions could probably be applied to the early diagnosis of PTSD, and so we set out to see if we could create an online tool, very much like we did for the training outcomes measurement, but this time it would be a tool to identify symptoms of PTSD so that these returnees could have a way to communicate their feelings and perhaps get needed treatment before anything tragic were to happen to them or their families or others. So out of that, we developed some tools that look and feel an awful lot like the surveys or questionnaires that could be used to identify several types of depression or anxiety or social isolation disorders. Our early testing has shown that they are very good at spotting people who could use some guidance or counseling to get themselves back on track. And that's basically it. Diagnostics Research Corporation was born as a result, and we've gotten some very positive feedback from people and from the medical community. And actually, I think it's been long overdue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So could you tell our listeners what you assess with your system?
Sure. Like I mentioned, we measure people's mental attitudes to see if they're suffering from common forms of depression or PTSD-like symptoms. We're continuing to develop, by the way, more measures that can be used by professionals to identify all sorts of things like postpartum depression, or to, believe it or not, aid chaplains in providing appropriate spiritual counseling to terminal patients or seriously ill patients in hospitals. And there's even some potential, we believe, that we might have a way to help autistic children communicate more easily with their families and caregivers. And at this point, the possibilities seem endless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we have a lot of information to give our listeners during this show. So listeners, like I said before, grab a pen and a piece of paper. You will want to write down some information and the website information. So stay tuned. This is Patty Black bringing you this show live from Miami, Florida. I am on air with Dr. Bob Thompson, Deborah Fox, and, of course, my co-host, Jerry.
So, Dr. Thompson, why do you believe that assessing depression is so important?
Dr. Bob, let me take this one, okay?
Okay, sure, Deb. I was going to suggest maybe you answer that one.
Okay. We know that depression is extremely widespread in the country and really throughout the world. As a matter of fact, nearly 800,000 people took their own lives last year. More than 90% of the people who die by suicide have a diagnosable mental illness, and that's usually a depressive disorder. And in the U.S. alone, about 20 million people, or 9.5% of the entire population, are suffering from depression in any given year. I'd say it's reached epidemic proportions in the country, and it's estimated by the year 2020 it will be the second largest killer in the country, only to heart disease.
So, Deborah, is there any good news in all these statistics, and what treatment is there really?
Oh, there's tons of good news. And the major good news is that depression can be successfully treated in the vast majority of cases, as long as it's diagnosed for what it is. The trick is really getting the diagnosis made as early as possible. And I, as you might imagine, I read a lot of studies. But a study published in JAMA, which is the Journal of the American Medical Association, suggested that nearly 80% of people visiting a physician are suffering from depression in one sort or another. And it's not surprising, because it's long been known that depression shows up as physical symptoms. They're often misread as being caused by some external problem instead of having a mental attitude identified as the culprit. Can you imagine how easy it would be to improve treatment if a dialogue is opened up in dealing with depression? So it can make the treatment many times more effective, and cures happen so much faster when patients access through a physician front end, if you will. As far as treatments go, there's a bunch of options. And first is the pharmaceutical route. Drugs do seem to be helpful in a lot of cases. We'd say typically 35 to 45% of cases of depression can be helped pharmaceutically. But there are other and much more fundamental ways that progress can be made, including creating a supportive network of family, friends, and colleagues, joining a supportive discussion group environment where other people are talking about the same sorts of problems, regular discussions with therapists or even the family physicians, and the old standbys of exercise, meditation, prayer, and plain old relaxation have all proven themselves as effective treatment methods, or, of course, a combination of all of the above. The key is to really, the major key is to acknowledge that something's going on. And these treatments that we've just mentioned can really only work if that first hurdle is passed, and that's why we're so excited about our system.
Well, that's really a really good news. Now, is it regular doctors, not just psychologists?
Like I mentioned a minute ago, about 80% of patients who are regularly seeing a doc for some type of ailment are also suffering from depression. And it's a very convenient front end to getting their depression diagnosed as well. This is a disproportionately large segment of the population, but at the same time it's targeted, so it's really easy and convenient for the doctor to assess using our system. And the nice part for the patient is they don't need to fear the stigma of seeing a specialist like a psychologist or a psychiatrist. The relationship with their docs are already there, and the resources for the treatment are already there as well.
See, wow, that's so much. That's really something. Well, should everyone really get assessed every time?
That's, you know, Patty, Sherry, that's really a very good question. That would be a judgment, I think, for the physician. It should be decided probably on a case-by-case basis. But, you know, if you consider the ease of running our three-minute assessment against the dangers of not diagnosing a case of depression, it seems like it's better to check more often than not. Because if you think about it, you know, when you go to see the doctor, she or he will typically, you know, get a blood pressure reading from you, have you step on a scale or something. And so our position is, why not just do a quick check of the mental state at the same time? Because we're talking 3 minutes here.
Right. Well, are there any other assessments that do the same thing?
That That is really a great question. Yeah, there are any number of assessments out there that measure the exact same thing that we do with our product that we call the CESDM.
Right, so what is the big difference between the CESDM and the other assessments?
Well, the big difference, I think, is how we go about it. It's all done online. And it uses our own, we have patented technology that we call the item response graphic system. You can tell this is going to get heavier. It's difficult to describe it really in words. But what we can do is we can say that it makes the assessment a positive, pleasant, I think almost a fun experience.
Uh-huh.
And lastly, you know, other assessments require that somebody sit down and, you know, score a survey or total up results. Now, that takes some time and effort and sometimes can result in, you know, arithmetic errors if somebody's trying to total up something. Now, our system does all of this analysis automatically and instantly, so the doctor can just pick up the results upon immediately seeing the patient. And if anybody would actually like to see how this works, I was mentioning it's hard to just describe in words. We can certainly share our website address. And if they go to the website, there is a tab there where they can actually see a full demonstration of the CESDM. Most people find it really very interesting to watch how it works.
So I think this would be a good time to give our listeners your website address.
Oh, sure. It's very easy. Anybody that's familiar with WebMD would find our address just as easy. It's www.webdrc.com. So instead of WebMD, it's just webdrc.com.
Mm-hmm. So listeners, if you didn't get that, it's www.webdrc.com. And you know, 3 minutes sounds like a small amount of time compared to other similar assessments. Is that a part of this also, that it can be done within 2 or 3 minutes?
Deb, do you want to jump on that one?
Oh, yeah. The average time in our beta testing has been 3 to 5 minutes because there's very few questions. I think we're at 20, I believe, right now. And you can literally take the assessment in the process of triage, i.e., the temperature, the respiration, all the stuff that you hate for the doctor to do before you go into your appointment. As soon as you're done with that, you go into the doctor's office, and generally in the privacy of your treatment room, while you're waiting for the doctor and looking at 3-year-old magazines, you can take the assessment.
Well, that's good news. I want to ask you, why do you need a doctor to look at the results, and can't people just take it themselves?
Well, they could. It is that easy to take, but the important thing to remember is that our assessment only reports back general findings, and it's up to a trained medical or mental health professional to make the final diagnosis. We don't diagnose. We give the mental health or health professional equipment to diagnose. People shouldn't really diagnose themselves as to whether they have a disease or a certain type of injury, although we're all tempted to do so. But by the same token, it takes a trained professional to discuss findings with the patient and really decide what's going on. For example, what kind of medical illness they have that might be contributing to their depression. If it's straight depression with really no effects on their medical condition or so on, a doc has to look at the whole picture and figure out what's going on.
So is the process and the information secure, and how do you protect personal identities? I mean, how do you guarantee security protection for these people?
Oh, you're talking about leaks and that sort of thing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of concern that even in this day and age, there's a lot of concern that psych disorders are a sign of personal weakness or something like that. It's a problem, if I may get on my soapbox for just a millisecond here, it's a problem that society really needs to look at to see if we can't be more enlightened, and that depression and psychological disorders are so common and so treatable. But we're not as enlightened as we need to be, so our systems are offered designed to offer complete security and privacy. And in to that end, our process is secure, but more so, any of the personal information that a patient enters in the doctor's office, never leaves the office. On our side, we assign a random code to the survey responses before the information is transmitted to our servers. In other words, we calculate results, but the identity is completely hidden. And we really never know on our end who's filling out the survey. There's no physical way identities are transmitted over the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is really great news. We deal with depression. We see people that are untreated, and this is a really good way for somebody to be able to have them, you know, to be able to take care of it without really even going into a psychologist's office. I mean, they can mm-hmm. really come to be able to diagnose what is needed, and it's really great that something like this is available now.
Patty, that's Patty?
That was Sherry.
Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
We're starting to sound alike now. We've been doing this so long.
Just as an interesting aside, one of the physicians that we deal with is a family practice physician, and he's setting up his practice in such a way that it's diagnosis-driven. In other words, the resources for each diagnosis are kind of dealt out like cards whenever the patient comes in. And he told me not 3 days ago that the of the top five diagnoses, depression and anxiety is number one in his family practice. So even to the classic medical model physician, that's number one in most of their cases in terms of diagnoses applied to their patients.
That's very interesting.
It is.
It sounds like it's such a great tool, and this is a huge breakthrough in the medical field. So I want to send accolades out to both of you for being involved in this and introducing this into the medical field.
You're very kind. We appreciate you saying so. Our biggest issue really is getting the good news out to the doctors. And one thing that your listeners might be able to do, not just for themselves, but for other people that they perhaps are concerned about, is that probably the best way to bring this sort of thing into a doctor's office is to have the patients themselves drive this movement. And they can do this simply enough by talking to their doctors about it, or there's a couple of other alternatives. If they would like to go to www.webdrc.com, there's a tab in there where they can easily send us a message directly and let us know about a physician's name, where they're located, and why they think that the doctor might be able to benefit from this. And then we can reach out directly to the doctor to talk to them about it, or they could mention it or show the doctor the website themselves. And we actually do have, as a part of our website, a spot for doctors to go in themselves and inquire of us directly, and we can assure them that any names, all that sort of stuff, would be kept strictly confidential. But we can start a little bit of a viral effect here by just getting the news spread to these doctors about the ease with which this sort of thing can be administered, and we can walk either individuals or physicians through this whole process. And I think they'll be delighted when they see how easy it is to make this happen in their practices.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's great because, you know, I'm in the beauty field also, and I have a lot of clients that they are on borderline depression, and they, you know, they don't know what it is. So this is something that that people could actually research. They could they would know the information themselves and approach their doctor with it, because there's so much untreated depression around. And we always talk about good news and being joyful and starting your day in joy and being happy. But sometimes people that are in depression, they, no matter what, they can't start their day in joy.
That's true.
That's right.
They're fighting depression.
That's very true. You know, all of us have some days where we're maybe not right at the top of our game, and we throw the term depression around real loosely. Say, oh, golly, I'm really depressed today. But in fact, if when somebody was saying that, if they were to take our assessment, they'd find out, you know, you're having a not perfect day, but you're not actually clinically depressed. But people who are suffering from this are in such a nightmare that they oftentimes don't know that there are good ways out and quick ways out, and it's just a matter of, first off, recognizing it for what it is. And somebody that has been suffering from depression for weeks, months, or even years can turn their entire life around. And it's an interesting thing. It's just, you know, every journey starts with that first step. And for many people, that first step would be this quick preliminary diagnosis that can set them on a track to just an entirely different, more positive life.
And if I may add to that, Dr. Bob, the reason for using physicians specifically is that the entry point is much wider than most people would necessarily think. You don't have to go to, if I can use the term loosely, a shrink to get help. You can talk to your cardiologist, your family practice physician, your internal medicine doctor, the doc who treats you for your diabetes. There's a multitude of access points, because this measure can be used by non-mental health clinicians. So we feel that it's much more likely, if the measure is available and used by other types of physicians, the diagnosis will be much more widespread, effectively so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks are suffering anyway.
Speaking of first steps, would it be advisable for the drug treatment centers to be involved in something like this also?
Oh, I think so. If you're, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming your question relates to the pharmas and the development of their new products to find out if they're working and that sort of thing. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and also if they would be one that you would want to have access to this particular system, treatment.
Absolutely. It would be, I think it would be a benefit to the ultimate consumer of their products, as well as the pharmas as they're doing their clinical trials. Because again, when you consider the ease and efficiency with which we can get a snapshot of mental attitude, if they were doing a drug trial, there's no need necessarily to repeatedly have a person go by a mental health professional for a complete diagnosis. They could do almost a daily monitoring of a person's mental attitude and get feedback instantly to find out over time how a person's mood or views of the world were changing just, you know, day to day to day. And that could be a fabulous tool for them to be able to see the efficacy of their products that they have under development.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I know many people in that field, and I'm just like thinking how many, you know, can't wait to tell them about it. You know, they should be adding this to their system of treatment.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you like
I love it. I think it's great that there's a tool that can actually measure where an individual is emotionally. I know that the word depressed, it's a widely used term. If somebody says they're depressed, you don't know if they're just not having a good day or if they're almost suicidal. And from what I understand, Dr. Thompson, and correct me if I'm wrong, this test can actually is almost like a gauge of where they are on both extremes.
Right. Yeah. It can define with very, very good predictability where on kind of an imaginary scale someone is falling. If they are having, like I say, a little spell of the blues, of course it'll reflect that. But if someone is actually severely clinically depressed, our system will quickly flag exactly the depth of suffering that a person is experiencing. And we even have a supplementary assessment that takes a little bit longer to take, but at the same time can pinpoint precisely what's going on in terms of physical symptoms and mental attitude that could that a mental health professional could look at, and then target a treatment that would be custom made for this individual so that they can get help in time. We're happy to report that even in our limited pilot testing of this, we've actually uncovered individuals that were at the risk of suicide, yet family and friends were completely unaware of this. And it wasn't until they took the assessment and the results were opened up and then discussed with the patient that the truth came out, and they were actually treated, as some people would say, in the nick of time. That's very satisfying for us, because we like to think of ourselves as potentially being in the life-saving business, and we seem to have some anecdotal evidence that that, in fact, is the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's exciting, because I know I'm like, I think everybody should know about this, and I'm really glad that we have you on to bring this out, because people don't know about it, and this is a message that we need to continually tell people and let them tell their doctors and research it. And we're going to probably want to talk to you more frequently so that we can keep spreading this message, and so that our listeners will keep hearing it and tell their doctors and their friends. So
We would certainly look forward to it. And interestingly enough, you know, you're coming live from Miami, Florida. We actually do have a lot of representation in South Florida. There's people there right now that are working with us and working with physicians that are well versed in our product and would be available to in person talk to doctors in the area if they were interested there. And I think that that combined with some other products that we have coming out, I think that word's going to spread pretty fast. As you would put it, the good news travels fast.
It does. So why don't we mention the website one more time?
Oh, certainly. Sure. It's www.webdrc.com, www.webdrc.com. Oh, we also have a toll-free number if somebody wants to give us a call, if you'd like me to give you
yes.
that, too.
What is the toll-free number?
That's 800-380-9179. That's 800-380-9179. And it has a little bit of a phone tree in there, and they can talk to somebody live or leave us a message, and we can get back at a convenient time for them if they'd like to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. So, listeners, you are listening to Dr. Robert Thompson and Deborah Fox.
Deborah Fox, right.
And this is Patty Black, I know that, broadcasting the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry. And what we'd like to know now is, are you planning on any new products in the near future?
Yeah. Early on in the show, I mentioned, you know, so we're doing some work and development of assessments for clergymen in hospitals, and then also we're looking at the possibility of actually working with autistic children, far removed from depression, but still a very important area that's of concern to a lot of people. And we have several ideas in the works, and we're, by the way, we also would welcome ideas from the outside as well. Once again, I would suggest that probably checking out our website frequently is the best way to give your listeners an idea of what's coming up, because much of what we do is kind of proprietary in nature, and I'm really not at liberty to get into a lot of details, but we do try to get that website updated just as often as we can so that people can see what's coming up. And as I had said before, we love to hear ideas from people out there that think, oh golly, could this be used for this or for that? And we're exploring a lot of new areas, and I think that it might move us forward in some very positive directions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you for that sneak peek. It sounds like you have some interesting things coming down the pipeline. This is a very important question, and I want you listeners to pay attention to this question, because it's a big part of spreading the news. What can our listeners do to help in your mission?
What they can do is to talk openly with their physicians, to talk openly with family and friends, to let them know that, first off, depression is much more common than people ordinarily like to pretend that it is. As Deb had mentioned earlier, literally every year, millions and millions of people are suffering from some form of clinical depression. As a matter of fact, I remember from some of Deb's statistics, it is guaranteed virtually that every person in this country at some point in their life is going to be touched by clinical depression, whether it's they themselves or a member of their immediate family. We can't sweep this under the rug. So communication and discussion about it is critical. The more we get it out in the open, the more we can provide treatment. And so if they talk to their doctors about whether it's themselves, a friend or a family member, suggest that there may be a way to do a quick preliminary look at their state of mind. Diagnosis and treatment does not take very long, and the positive effects of the treatment can be felt almost immediately. And so why should anybody continue to suffer even one more day when they have an opportunity to address it and get it over with and get on with their lives and fully enjoy their lives? So it's a matter of talking about it, spreading the good news, and letting people know that there are solutions available. There is no embarrassment. Everybody's going to encounter it one way or another during their lifetime. So let's be real about it and just open up the dialogue.
If I may add something here, Dr. Bob.
Sure.
Yes.
The risk of, well, let's say a patient or one of your listeners goes and talks to their physician, their family practice or internal medicine physician about our services. There's a couple of things to remember for the physician himself. One is as to the importance of the measure. One is that it helps with his triage efforts. Number two, it helps with preventative care planning on a doctor's part. And quite frankly, to the doctor's and the patient's benefit, these surveys are reimbursable. So a doc could, and thereby the patient, could bill for the item to insurance companies. And everybody wins all the way around. It's preventative care. It helps the patient get the depression care they need, and the physician themselves will be reimbursed for interpreting the survey.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I hadn't been dwelling on that, because in many, many cases, doctors are very committed to the care of the patient, and the income portion of it isn't talked about too much, but in fact, it is actually a source of revenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that that's something that they're going to like to hear, because there's a lot of discussion about insurance and who's covered and what's covered, and so this is good news also.
Sure.
I think the most important part is preventative care.
Well, we're kind of wrapping up, and it was really, really great to have you. Is there anything more that you would like to tell our listeners on our last few minutes?
Only that we would encourage them to go by the website because, like I had said earlier, the one thing that's very difficult to cover in a radio broadcast is a visual system. And our assessment plays more like a video game than any kind of a psychological assessment. And if they can go to that website and see the demo of it, the reaction is almost universally, wow, this is cool. This is kind of fun. I can get into this. And so to actually experience the operation of it is very positive for people. Gets them kind of excited about it. And the other thing is we want them to make sure that they do talk to their doctors and to their friends about this because it's very easy to get set up, very easy to do some good for people. And so we would encourage them to go by that website or to give us a call and talk to us about it because things are going to keep getting better in this area of depression diagnosis and treatment and so forth. And I think it'll be a real positive move for people in society as a whole.
Yeah, I just want to say that in looking at your website myself, I found it really clear, easy to understand, interesting. You know, sometimes you go on a website and it's like you just don't want to read all this stuff and, you know, it's just too much. But I was very interested in reading everything that you had and the easy methods of being able to go onto it and check it out and all the information and the way you put it out there. I want to say it's
right. You have an excellent FAQ section with some very good detailed questions. I think they go a little further than what this interview does. There's the demo area. There's a lot of information there. It's a beautiful website, and I'm glad our listeners now have the website information so that they can get in touch, learn more, spread the news. And we just want to thank you for being on the show with us this morning. We hope to have you back in the future to share more information about what you're doing. I think it's just really a great contribution. We thank you for being with us. Thank you for doing what you do.
Well, Patty and Sherry, we want to thank you, too, for giving us the opportunity to spread some of this good news, and it's been a real pleasure at our end, and we do hope to talk to you soon, maybe with some success stories or some good news stories about people that were helped by all this.
Absolutely, yeah, and we're looking forward to passing this on to all the people that we know and just continue to let that flow go.
All right, great.
So thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You, too.
You, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the Good News Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a great, great, great thing to be doing. I know they both are devoting their life mission to helping people, and it's just really, that's what the Good News Show is about, is sharing positive stories, healthy lifestyle tips, and good news. We want to keep people on a high vibration. We want them to just embrace life and live in their passion and feel good. And I think what they're doing is really a big step to helping people who are clinically diagnosed with depression.
Yeah,
they need a little kickstart and help, Sherry.
I agree. I mean, you know, there's now we know where to go and how we can get some help. You know, it's been great. It's been great having this show on today. We want to thank you. And if you have any questions, please email us at goodnewsshow.us. Wait, okay, let's start again.
I'll do that part,
Sherry.
Email us at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You can always go to our website and become a member of the Good News Show. And when you are a member, you can download the show to your iPod, download it to your new stereo systems in the car that access digital data. The website is www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, on air with Sherry. Next week's show is going to be another great show. So look for our emails, and we'll send you the information about our special guest, or you can go to the website to learn more about that, too. We thank you. We love you, listeners. And now we're signing off.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.